about falling in love for a minute. It's a thrilling and exciting adventure for both parties. It's a journey. They're always learning. I want for your students to fall in love with math, and I'd love it if I could help you learn to love math too. When we start from there, our math instruction automatically becomes more engaging, more relevant, more effective, and even more fun. And that's what we're all about here on the Learning to Love Math podcast. Hi, by the way, I'm Brittany. I'm a teacher, tutor, math learning coach, and the creator behind the Teachers Pay Teacher store, Math with Minis. In just 2 short years, I went from basically being math illiterate to having students make 2 years worth of gains with math in my classroom. With mindset, motivation, masterminding, and a little bit of coaching, we can make math magical for our students. Let's get on to today's episode. Welcome to the Learning to Love Math podcast. Welcome or welcome back to the Learning to Love Math podcast. My name is Brittany and I am the creator behind the Teachers Pay Teachers store, Math with Minis, as well as the host of this podcast. And to be honest, aside from Instagram, because I do have a lot of fun over there, I think this is probably my favorite part of this brand, this business, my week with you guys. And I just want to take a second and say thank you so much. Thank you so much for subscribing, for sending me messages about what it is you want to hear more about. By the way, feel free to keep that coming, Math with Minis over on Instagram. Thank you for every resource you get, for the reviews you leave, and just for all the feedback. It is not lost on me that you choose to spend part of your week with me and my podcast. And I really do hope that it brings some value to your life and it makes you smile, makes you laugh, and helps you learn a little bit so we can start to learn to love math, or at least hate it a little bit less. That is my mission. That's my goal. And if I've been able to accomplish that in any way, I'm so grateful. And if there's a way that I can do it better, I want to hear about it. Please feel free to let me know. I don't take any feedback personally. I want to make sure this is all helpful to you. Okay, now on to the content. This is a short and sweet episode today. At least that's the goal. We'll see if it ends up that way. And I know that you're all super busy getting ready for back to school. Maybe you have some lucky duckies who are not early birdies that get to go back in August, late August or September. But I know here in Arizona, we already have teachers starting next week. And it's late July, and it's about to be August, honestly. So there are some of you who are either maybe already started or you're about to start. And so I wanted to make sure I got this episode out there into the airwaves so I can support you. So here are 3 things you can have, do, slash get so that you can be ready for the back to school season, or at least feel as ready as possible. Okay, so the first resource I have for you is the free teacher checklist for the beginning of the school year slash back to school. And the reason I say that is if you are a brand new teacher, either this is your very, very first year, or maybe you're within the first 2 to 3 years. Honestly, it's just survival mode. And the last few years have not been normal anyway. So if you started teaching in this time, there's just not really been a lot of consistency. It's been hard to know exactly what teaching looks like, what to expect. And anyway, I really included as much as I could in here. I have some routine and procedure ideas. I have professional development on demand and other places you can go to get it. I also included some of my favorite podcasts to follow by other amazing teachers, as well as like some supply checklists, and I have some free worksheets for you. So if you want some free math resources, and this is really ideal for like 3rd, 4th, and maybe 5th grade, if you have some students who maybe struggle with 3rd and 4th grade content, you can give them those skills to like practice and remediate, then this is really for you. And I have links to all of that in the checklist. So you can grab that free back to school slash beginning of the year checklist in the episode description link. And I also want to say that not all of this is first week of school stuff. Some of it will still be relevant 2 to 3 months later. So if you don't grab it right now, or if you're listening to this episode in the future, but you're like, okay, that could still be helpful either next school year or maybe in the first part of the year, feel free to grab it. It's totally free. It will get you on my email list, but you'll want to be there anyway because I send a whole bunch of free stuff and other goodies to them. And they're always the first to know about deals and discounts and things I have going on. So you'll definitely want to get on that. That link is in, again, in the episode description. And it'll also be in my link tree on my Instagram profile. It's not there right now because I'm promoting the Ultimate Math Bundle, which I'm going to talk about in a few minutes here. But it will be there after August 2nd, I want to say. So keep an eye and ear out for that. Okay. Oh, also, if for some reason you can't find it there, or if you're in my Facebook group, that's facebook.com/groups/mathwithminis. Gosh, I'm having such a hard time with this sounds today. Okay, if you're in my Facebook group, I'm also going to post it in there. So you can feel free, if you're already there, just go grab that link and you will get the checklist. Okay, item number two, resource number two. I mentioned briefly for the checklist, I shared some places that you can go to get PD. And this is on demand, as in like it's available all the time. It doesn't really matter where you go, when you go. And some of these I'm about to share are more time sensitive. Some of them have already passed, and so there are only certain ways to get to it, or it's coming up in the future and I want to make sure you know about it. So if you were active in the 2022 Cheerful Math Education Conference, I did a session there and I talked about how you can form relationships with students through the power of formative assessments. And it's a passionate topic for me. I wouldn't have known before that formative assessment was what I was calling it, but that's exactly what I was doing. It's really important that you're checking in with your students every 2 to 5 to 10 minutes. And I know we've talked a little bit about that here in the podcast, but I dive really deep into this in that session. It's about 20 to 25 minutes long, but honestly, the time doesn't matter so much because I've been to some amazing sessions that were only 15 minutes long, and then you and I have all been to those terrible PDs that are like 5 to 6 to 8 hours long, where you feel like you just wasted your time and didn't really learn anything, and the person's so boring that you just can't stand being there. My goal is to keep these things as short and sweet as possible so that doesn't happen. So I also included a whole bunch of resources for you, places that you can go to either get your own formative assessments, and I did include some freebies in there that are specifically for people who attended the conference or who buy the session separately. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to link the, if you wanted to get an all access pass, that would get you access to that session and then all of the other speakers who were there, which another amazing list of people. I will include the All Access Pass affiliate link. I do earn a commission portion of that sale. I'm going to include that in the episode description as well if you want to grab it. Again, that All Access Pass is $77, but I get that you might not have the money for all that. I totally understand. And if that's the case, I will also include the link to the resource, at least my session, in my Teachers Pay Teachers store, and that's only $4.99. So if you want to get that session, but you can't afford to get the All Access Pass for the conference, definitely grab the $5 one there. Also want to let you know about some other ones. This one is already passed, but this is really a good one to think of for next summer. Mona from Mona Math. She has a podcast, Honest Math Chat. So good. Definitely go listen if you haven't already. She had the Math Teacher Collaborative, and I was traveling while that came out, so I didn't release a podcast to let you guys know, but I did send it to my email listees, so make sure you're on my email list. If not, that one was so good, you guys, so, so good, and everything she does is just quality, so I highly recommend, if you have a chance, go and get on her email list and just get access to what she's doing, because she's always sharing opportunities for teachers. That one was completely free. So make sure you follow her, make sure you follow her podcast, and just keep an eye out because I'm sure she'll have other events going on in the future. Okay, and then one more thing that's coming out for summer, this summer, it's going to happen August 8th through the 12th, so I'm pretty sure you'll have a chance to listen to this before that starts, and that is the Digital Classroom Summit by Emily from Teaching from the Couch. She's the one that's putting this on, and I'm actually a speaker for it. I'm super excited for that. So I'm going to actually be having, or I already did, I already recorded it, but you will get access to a over-the-shoulder tutorial of how to make a tiny test adventure. Basically, it's a choose-your-own-adventure style of testing students that's made with Google Forms, or like if you've ever done an escape room with your students using Google Forms, I literally show you step-by-step how to make one. So it's a pretty amazing resource. I think that one's a little longer. It's like 45 minutes. But it's so good. And the Digital Classroom Summit is free for that time. So you can just go on there and get access to all kinds of training. You do have like an all-access pass upgrade option. So I'll be sure to include that link in the episode description as well. But I mean, it would be worth it because just even the choose your own adventure test to make your own escape rooms, that's priceless. You'll save so much money from like not buying other escape rooms, right? So you can do that. And then I also include, if you buy the I can't remember what it's called, well, there's like a bonus resource upgrade that you can pay for, even though you go to the free conference, you can you can get the templates I have. Gosh, I can't talk. Yeah, so I had some templates that I actually made, and they're included in that bonus pack. I think I actually included a PD session in there too. So anyway, definitely go check that out. Even if you don't buy the bonus pack, just the training itself, spend those few days, put some time aside. I know that some of you will already be back in your classrooms, but literally like so much good stuff there. And last but not least is the Ultimate Math Bundle. I've sent an email out. If you've been on my email list, then you've seen them. You've seen me talk about them on Instagram, or maybe you haven't. Maybe like you've been totally checked out and on vacation for the summer. And if so, kudos, hats off to you. I totally understand. But this is why I named the episode the way I did. This is a way to get almost my whole store, literally my whole store minus like three or four items, for less than $35. And I can assure you that just the resources in my store are, that's like close to $200. But you would be paying $35. You'd be getting over 100 resources for whatever grade level you choose, which makes them come out to like 35 cents each, which is crazy. And you get access for a whole year. So what I would do is I would get the math bundle, I would download the resources, and I would just maybe like put some reminders on my phone and say, okay, on this day I'm going to check in with the bundle this day, because there are some seasonal resources in there as well. So even though we're thinking about the beginning of the school year and back to school season, there's stuff in there for Halloween and for Christmas and Thanksgiving, depending on which bundle you get. And there are bundles from third, fourth, fifth, sixth grade, all the way up through secondary school. So if you have some teachers who teach like high school algebra or geometry, you know, forward the link over to them and see if they can grab something as well, because there's some real quality work. I mean, so many amazing teachers that have contributed to this, and all kinds of stuff. Like there's worksheets, there's some Google Slide activities, Google Sheets math activities, like literally everything. So I'll be sure to include that link as well. It is an affiliate link, so I do earn a portion of the sale, and it would be the same no matter who you buy it from. But it's at no extra cost to you, $35 for over 100 resources. I think it's super worth it, because even if you didn't get any of mine, these other sellers who are in there, they make such amazing things. And I just can't wait for you guys to take a look and see everything that's included. All right, that was a lot. So let's recap the resources. So in the episode description, you have my free checklist, excuse me, my free checklist for back to school beginning of the year. You have a link to the All Access Pass for the 2022 Cheerful Math Education Conference, if you didn't get to check that out. You have the link to the upcoming Digital Classroom Summit taking place August 8th through 12th. I've also included some of the recordings from the sessions of the conferences that already passed. So if you don't want to spend all the money on an All Access Pass, you can just buy the individual sessions. And last but not least, I have the Ultimate Math Bundle link in there, and you can just choose the bundles. They're $35 each. If you go on my Instagram account over at Math with Minis, the only link that's on there on the bio is the Ultimate Math Bundle. So if that's easier, you can just stop over there and grab it if it's too hard to get to the links here in your podcast app. Okay, I think that's it for now. We're going to be going back to weekly episodes pretty soon here, so be sure to check back next week at our normal release time, and you'll see our next episode. I can't wait to hear from you guys like how the school year is going, and I say that with anticipation and positivity, although I know that a lot of you are super apprehensive, and gosh, some of you don't even know which grade you're going back to yet. And I just want to encourage you that if you don't, I want to support you any way that we can. So let me know, send me a note over on Instagram, Math with Minis, or send me an email. Let me know how you're doing and truly how I can support you, free, paid, or otherwise. Like, I really do want to make content that helps you teach better, that helps you learn to love math, and that helps your kids do the same. So that's it for now. Have a great week or weekend. Have a great first week of school if it's next week, and I will see you next week.